Radio Superfly im Gespräch.
Es gibt wenige Stimmen, die einen so packen und mitreißen können wie die von Kelly Finnegan. Der Monophonics Frontman begeistert seit vielen Jahren und hat mit seinen Alben eine internationale Fanbase aufbauen können. Mit seinem zweiten Soloalbum A Lover Was Born hat er letztes Jahr die Latte nochmal höher gelegt. Kelly Finnegan war für ein Konzert in Österreich und ich habe ihn in Salzburg getroffen.
Hello, good to be here.
Sein aktuelles Album A Lover Was Born war Superfly-Album der Woche und für ihn war es eine logische Fortsetzung des letzten Albums, weil er damit viele neue Fans gewonnen hat und auf diesen Pfaden bleiben wollte. Ich wollte also wissen, war das the next logical chapter?
Yes, I would say that is a very good way to put it. When I started thinking about writing new songs and making a new record, I knew I didn't want to depart far from the first record because it gets a lot of love. People really dig that first record. And so I'm very conscious of pleasing myself first as an artist and making the music I want to hear, but understanding that, you know, what I'm rooted in is what attracts the listeners to want to keep listening and buying the records, which is, you know, you have to remember that. So yes, this is very much part two of the story, and it felt like the natural growth had happened, and that next record is that next step in the story. So yes.
Für Fans von zeitlosem Soul, Rhythm and Blues und Funk ist dieses Album von Kelly Finnegan erneut eine Reise in ganz starke Gefühlswelten. Und hört man auf die Texte, dann hört man ein sehr persönliches Album.
Oh yes, it's a very personal record. Maybe more so than the tales people tell, just because, as I've talked about it before, that record was almost like an accident. I was just being creative in the studio, writing things, making songs, and then all of a sudden I realized, like, oh, I have a good amount of material and put the record out, where this had much more intention, so it feels more personal.
Immer wenn man Kelly Finnegan auf der Bühne sieht, dann sieht man einen Performer, der es liebt, dort oben zu stehen und seine Gefühle mit dem Publikum zu teilen. Auf der anderen Seite ist er aber auch der Produzent. Hat das manchmal einen Einfluss bei der Arbeit, wenn man seine Songs nicht aus der Hand geben kann, sondern von Anfang bis zum Ende daran arbeitet?
I think as a producer first, because that's what I wanted to be from when I was 14, a teenager, very young, you know, at the beginning of high school. I knew, like, I want to produce records. So that's very much the way my brain works, because I've just been training my ear and listening to music and digesting it in a way where I understand the arrangements and the instruments and the sonic qualities and the nuances and all the little things that make something special, which obviously starts with a great song that is right for the artist. So I really have the producer cap on first. I don't have the artist cap and then I produce. So I really come at it from a different angle, because I was thinking about production and all those things before I became a singer and an artist.
Anders als beim ersten Soloalbum, etwas mehr Effekte. Man hört mehr Hall, mehr Distortion, mehr Wall of Sound. Auf die Frage, ob das ein neues Level beim Produzieren ist, meinte er:
I don't know if that was as much conscious as just going with the vibe and the mood and the way things were happening and embracing it. That I try to let some things happen naturally. You know, you set the mics up, you get things going, and if it sounds good, you try not to overthink it and just let it happen. And I've never been afraid of a little, you know, overdrive or tube saturation, tape saturation, distortion, things that add nuances and, like I said, character to the sonic quality of the albums.
Kelly Finnegan hatte mit den Monophonics schon eine weltweite Fanbase aufgebaut und dann hat er sich entschieden, auch solo zu arbeiten. Das hat aber gar keinen so dramatischen Hintergrund, wie man denken könnte. Oft ist es einfach so, dass sich Leben einzelner Mitglieder verändern.
It was just a sense of wanting to continue to work, where Monophonics was kind of taking a break. We had been going pretty hard for a good 5-6 years at that point, and people were starting to settle down, get married, have children, and so that kind of was kind of looked at as a break, per se, and I didn't feel the need to take a break. I was very inspired and wanted to keep going, so I just started writing and recording, as I said, and before I knew it, I had six cool songs. I talked to Terry at Coal Mine, who I've been working with now for 15 years almost, and he was just embraced it and said, hey, these are really cool. You should just do a few more, and you'd have a whole record, and that's kind of... It wasn't planned. I didn't say, oh, I'm going to do a solo thing. And I think some people always see a singer or an artist that's in a band, and as soon as they do something solo, they go, oh, no, is the band in trouble? Is something going on? No, this is just for people who are creative artists who want to express themselves. One avenue is always sometimes not enough. So this was just a way for me to go over here and go, oh, I can do this, and I can go over to Monophonics. I really love being able to ping pong back and forth, because with Monophonics, I can really experiment and stretch the limits of what we want to do, how we want to sound, whereas I'm very much a soul artist, a soul singer, and those are the records that I'll make while I'm Kelly Finnegan and doing that as that solo.
Er hat es bereits erwähnt, das Label Coal Mine ist sein Zuhause. Und wenn man aktuell von dieser Soundästhetik, in der sich Kelly Finnegan bewegt, spricht, dann kommen einem zwei Namen ins Spiel, Deptone und eben Coal Mine. Hat er mit Coal Mine das perfekte Zuhause gefunden?
Oh, I no doubt think that. I got really lucky in that regard, because Terry and I are very similar in a lot of ways. You know, there's just something that clicks with our personality, like just as people hanging out, but also we have a lot of the same opinions about music and the way things sound, the way things are produced or written, and we share a lot of common opinions and just the music we like and what moves us as a listener and what, you know, how we look at the brand of an artist or the, you know, how he carries the brand of Coal Mine. So we're very similar. I'm very lucky to find someone who is a kindred spirit in that regard, but also really allows me to do whatever I need to do. There's no, hey, I think you should record this kind of song, or hey, you should, you know, I have the freedom to do whatever I want, which is a blessing.
Wir wollen kurz auf ein anderes Album von Finnegan zu sprechen kommen, und zwar das grandiose Weihnachtsalbum A Joyful Sound aus dem Jahr 2020. Und was dieses Album so besonders macht, ist die Tatsache, dass man auf die tausendmal interpretierten Klassiker verzichtet und eigene Songs gemacht hat, die hier auf Radio Superfly jedes Jahr im Dezember laufen. Und dazu bewegt hat ihn zum einen eine Pandemie und der Gedanke, dass jeder bekannte Weihnachtssong da draußen irgendwann einmal das erste Mal aufgenommen wurde.
It starts with me and Terry having a conversation about how at some point, you know, all these soul artists were making great Christmas songs. And obviously these have become standards, like This Christmas and Every Day is a Holiday. Like, I could keep going through the list. Those have become standards. But at first, it's just someone saying, hey, I'm going to write an original Christmas song. So we just were looking at, like, how can we figure out how to do that? And Sharon hadn't put out her record just yet, or maybe she was just about to put it out, but she had released There's No Chimneys in the Ghetto and a few other Christmas songs. So we saw that there was a feeling of, oh, people feel the same way. There needs to be new, good soul music for Christmas. And so we tried to kind of get other people involved on the label as maybe like a compilation, but no one really responded to it. And that's okay, because you have to feel inspired to do something like that. If it's coming from a place of just to sell, like a commercial thing, it's not a good place to start. So we had talked about it for a while, and then we actually got in the studio and we started doing some recording in Ohio. And then I got home and immediately was inspired and was writing and wrote Heartbreak for Christmas. So then all of a sudden we had a few songs, and then COVID happened and the pandemic happened. And that happened like around the middle of March. And, you know, like everybody, I was unsure what was going on. So I was sitting around for a few weeks. And then once we got into April, I just thought, I need to go back to the studio, because luckily I live right near where my studio was. So I go in the studio and I locked myself in till July, and I just said, hey, since we have this downtime, because Monophonics was supposed to tour for the It's Only Us record, so it's now like my dream is always to be at home so I can just be in the studio. So I thought, hey, now's a great time. People are locked in. Unfortunately, yes, I can't bring the musicians in, but everybody is inspired to work on music. So sending emails with my friends, different musicians, horn players, guitar players, you know, different singers. It was really great, and it was a nice way for me to stay focused on the music. It was interesting because of the time, you know, it was kind of a dark time for a lot of people. And in America, there was a lot of protests about injustices and racism and stuff like that. So it was crazy what was happening outside, where inside I was in this, it's December and it's Christmas. But while, like you said, while still remembering, hey, this needs to sound like a Kelly Finnegan record. That's the most important thing. I'm this artist. This is the music I make. I'm not going to give in to this kind of like cheesy, predictable, it's already been done 100 times type of like covers. So the goal was to write great songs, you know, but just talk about Christmas.
He really made the best out of dark times. So, jetzt geht er gleich auf die Bühne in Salzburg. Ich wollte noch wissen, hasst er Interviews vor Konzerten?
I like interviews at any time. You know, I enjoy talking about the process, enjoy talking about music, and I enjoy, you know, just being able to do these things because, you know, without DJs and stations like Superfly supporting me, like record stores supporting me and all this stuff, I'm not doing what I'm able to do. So I always want to give back my time and thank you for all the support Superfly has been giving me and Monophonics and playing all the music. It's really appreciated.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Im Gespräch. Als Podcast zum Nachhören auf superfly.fm und auf allen gängigen Podcast-Plattformen.